Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to ride a forwards-downward transition. So have your downward transitions ever been criticised on your dressage test sheets? Now, have you received comments such as abrupt, could be more forward, or needs to be more fluent? Well, correctly ridden downward transitions not only help you to get higher marks in dressage tests, but they also really help to improve many aspects of your horse's way of going. So in this podcast episode, we're going to look at how to correctly ride a forward-downward transition and why they are so important. So firstly, what exactly is a downward transition? Well, a downward transition is simply when the horse changes, or transitions, from a faster pace to a slower one. Now, examples of direct downward transitions include canter to trot, trot to walk, walk to halt, and also canter to walk and trot to halt. And you can also make downward transitions within the paces. For example, you can go medium canter to collected canter, or working trot to collected trot, or extended walk to collected walk. Now, when judging downward transitions, the dressage judge is looking for a few essential elements to be in place, and they include the following. So number one is obedience. So the horse must be obedient to the rider's request for the transition, and there should be no signs of tension or resistance to the aids. Number two is a forward thought. Now, although you're changing from a faster pace to a slower one, the judge still wants to see that the horse is thinking forwards. So the transition should not be rough or abrupt, and the horse should immediately move forward into the new pace without losing impulsion or connection. Now, if the transition is not ridden forward, then the horse will prop or stutter as he changes pace, and all the energy will be lost. Now, element number three is balance and frame. So as the horse makes the downward transition, he should step underneath his body with his inside hind leg, pushing himself more forward and uphill to seek the rider's hand. Now, the judge doesn't want to see a rough, unbalanced transition where the horse loses impulsion and throws his head up to save himself as he changes pace. Now, element number four is straightness. So the horse should remain straight throughout the transition, and his quarters should not drift out or be brought to the inside. And lastly, number five is overall impression. So overall, the judge wants to see an obedient, forward-thinking downward transition, and the horse should remain straight in an uphill balance and maintain in a round frame, continually working through his back. Now, transitions are an integral part of every dressage test, and often a transition is marked on its own. Now, other times, the transition will form part of a whole movement. So if the transition is rough and unbalanced, then the entire movement's mark will be adversely affected. So it's wise to make riding good transitions a priority early in your partnership with your horse. Now, this will not only help you achieve higher scores in dressage tests, but will enhance your horse's training and athletic development, helping him to stay sound for longer. Now, transitions are extremely important to the athletic development of your horse because they help build suppleness, engagement, and all-important balance and self-carriage. Now, the ability of the horse to show himself in relative self-carriage to the level of the test is the definable quality that can pile on the marks, and this quality comes from correct training and good riding. So now let's talk about the goal of a forward-downward transition. Now, you might think that the goal of this transition is obvious. You want to get from a faster pace to a slower one. But that is only one purpose of a downward transition when it comes to training your horse. because every correctly ridden downward transition is the opportunity to do the following. So number one is that it gives you the opportunity to close the horse's hind legs forward underneath his body. Number two is that it gives you the opportunity to create more energy. Number three is that it gives you the opportunity to lighten the forehand. Number four is that it gives you the opportunity to prepare the horse for more advanced degrees of collection. Number five is that it gives you the opportunity to supple the hind leg joints. Number six is that it gives you the opportunity to strengthen the hind quarter muscles. Number seven is that it gives you the opportunity to develop an understanding of the half halt. And lastly, number eight is that it ultimately gives you the opportunity to develop piaffe and passage. So as you can see, there's a lot more to this transition than simply going from a faster pace to a slower one. So now we know why these transitions are so important, how do you go about riding one? Well, riding a downward transition is primarily about applying the restraining aids of the hands, core and legs, but the rider must also be prepared to ride forward, and if necessary, in a quicker tempo on approach to the downward transition, especially if they are on a lazier horse. Now, the restraining aids tell the horse to make the downward transition. However, if the aids are applied or received too abruptly, then they will have a counterproductive effect of disengaging the hind legs, which can cause the horse to fall onto the forehand. Now, if you have your horse attentive to the rein aids, the leg aids, and your core aids, then you should be able to shorten and activate the horse's stride, which makes it easier to find the right timing on approach to a downward transition. So let's talk about the half halt, because the half halt is an essential preparation aid for all transitions, changes of direction, etc. Now, to ride an effective half halt, you must be able to ride a non-giving or containing rein aid. Now, a containing rein aid doesn't pull backward. The rein contact must remain elastic so that you don't block the energy and destroy the horse's forward momentum. Now, the aid is mainly a momentary pressure that you apply through your rein contact and your seat to tell the horse to wait for your next instruction, and then the contact is eased. Now, the containing rein aid is an extremely useful tool in riding downward transitions, but getting it right requires excellent timing. So here's a useful exercise for you to try. So step one is you're going to use your legs and hips to ride the horse forwards into your containing hand. Now, the horse should give to your hand and transfer his weight back onto his hind legs. And then step two is you're going to ride forwards in an active working trot. And then step number three, you're going to apply the aid to make a transition to medium walk. And then step number four is keep your contact fixed so that the horse doesn't try to become hollow or run through the bridle, but keep your legs on and ride forward. Now, the containing rein aid encourages the horse to take more weight behind so that the transition is balanced and uphill, and your leg keeps the hind legs activated so that the transition is fluent and smooth. Okay, so here's another exercise to help you keep the downward transition balanced and forwards. So step number one is you're first going to make sure that the pace you're riding in is active and forward, whether that be trot or canter. Step number two is that you're going to sit up straight in the deepest part of the saddle. Stretch your legs long and keep them wrapped around the horse's barrel to bring the horse's hindquarters more underneath him and engage him. And step number three, when you're ready to make the transition, use a half halt and apply a containing rein aid. Now, that will momentarily stop the horse from moving forward and restrains the forehand. And then step number four is when the horse makes the downward transition, ease your hand, keep your leg on, and encourage the horse to go forwards again into the new pace. Now, when you ride a good forward-downward transition, the change of pace should feel smooth and fluent, it should feel uphill, it should be light in your hands, and it should be balanced. And the horse should be immediately responsive to your leg aids and feel eager to move forwards into the new pace. Now, problems generally occur in the downward transitions because of one of three reasons. And those are the following. So number one is that the rider doesn't prepare the horse properly by using a half halt. Number two is that the rider doesn't use their legs in seat through the transition, so the horse loses impulsion and engagement. And number three is that the rider forgets to use the containing rein aid, so the horse falls onto the forehand and the hind legs trail out behind him, causing a loss of balance and a rough transition. So to wrap this episode up, riding good downward transitions will help make your horse better balanced and more responsive to your aids. Now, using the correct aids for a downward transition and timing them correctly takes time to learn. Also, you need the self-discipline to apply the aids every time you ride a downward transition. However, riding good forward-downward transition is well worth the time and effort in terms of developing your horse physically and gaining better marks in your dressage tests. Now, be sure to incorporate plenty of transitions into your daily schooling sessions, and remember to move up and down the gears within the paces as well as move from gate to gate. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.